A group of fourth graders from a Delaware elementary school is urging lawmakers to take care of the state's freshwater wetlands. From WHYY's climate desk, Zoe Reed reports Delaware is the only state in the region without local protections.
Paul Sadaka's fourth grade class is like no other at McVeigh Elementary School in Newark, Delaware. Here, the teacher strums his guitar and sings with his students to make learning fun. Sadaka's engaging classes are also informative. Most recently, the kids have learned about wetlands, and they're even taking part in the state's legislative process. Last month, the students took a class trip to Dover. Posters in hand, the kids spoke about why they want the state's wetlands to be protected.
It was actually kind of nerve-wracking. My heart was beating really fast.
That's 9-year-old Kason Cooper, who spoke before a dozen or so decision-makers working to broaden the state's wetland protections.
We are trying to make history in the state of Delaware. There are endangered animals like frogs, salamanders.
I didn't know what to do at that point in time, but I persevered and I got through. So now I'm not as nervous as I would be if I didn't do the speech in the legislative hall.
The students, like 10-year-old Demila Weathers, have also written to Governor Matt Meyer to share what they've learned.
Dear Governor Meyer, my name is Demila, and I'm
freshwater wetlands are scattered throughout coastal Delaware and make up more than half the state's wetlands. They provide critical habitat for salamanders and frogs and mitigate floodwaters in the state. But they could be at risk for development, as the federal government proposes to limit Clean Water Act protections in favor of landowner rights.
The wetlands are pretty. I love them. Don't destroy the wetlands because I don't want us to have bad floods.
Their teacher, Mr. Sadaka, says it's important to get kids involved in civic engagement.
The kids are the future. These kids will be voting in approximately 9-10 years. And the kids are the ones that are going to live another 70-80 years here. The kids are the ones that are going to be drinking the water, breathing the air.
Sadaka is known for his out-of-the-box classroom projects. His students once gathered plastic waste that was turned into a bench at the students' playground. And in 2015, his students spoke to lawmakers about regulating gray fox hunting and trapping. So when he brought his latest idea to Principal Asia Ali Hawkins, she wasn't surprised. She says his methods make a difference in the kids' lives.
I probably get more students coming back to visit Mr. Sadaka than I have any other teacher since we've been here because he builds those connections and he really supports those students that struggle the most and kind of build up their confidence. And that's a special kind of teacher.
Governor Meyer says he's received the letters and was delighted by the students' passion. From the Climate Desk, Zoe Reed, WHYY News.